Senator O'Brien. All right. Senate Business and Labor will come to order. Secretary, will you please take roll?
Senator Curdy.
Here.
President Ellsworth.
Excused.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Excused.
Senator Fox.
Here.
Senator Gillespie.
Here.
Senator Noland.
Here.
Senator Pope.
Excused.
Senator Sales.
Here.
Senator Vermeer.
Here.
Chairman Small.
Here. First things first, if you're speaking, go sign up in the hall. No, just kidding. If anyone is going to be a proponent or opponent, please sign up in the hallway. Or informational witness, please turn off your cell phones. We don't want to hear the ringers. And Senator Regeer, would you please open on Senate Bill 270?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I am Keith Regeer. That's R-E-G-I-E-R, Senator from Senate District 3. I bring to you Senate Bill 270. A Massachusetts high school teacher was fired in retaliation for posts on social media objecting to the inclusion of critical race theory. She was targeted and fired as a teacher because she exercised her First Amendment rights. In another case, a coach was removed from his position as head football coach after exercising his right as a citizen to raise concern about his daughter's seventh grade history class curriculum that was changed to include gender equality and diversity. A 20-year-old Chicago school district teacher was fired after posting comments on Facebook criticizing the riots, violence, and shooting in Chicago after the killing of George Floyd. These are just a few examples around the country. Does it happen in Montana? Maybe it has. Can it happen? Senate Bill 270 would help protect the First Amendment rights of Montana employees. Real quickly, if you look at the bill with me, Section 1, this is existing code. And if you go over to page 2, line 18, says that an employer may not discharge, discipline, threaten to discharge or discipline, or otherwise retaliate against employee or job applicant for, line 18, legal expressions of free speech by the employee or job applicant. And then again on page 3, it's another section of code, elements for wrongful discharge, and lines 18 and 19 pretty much say the same thing. I did expect some opponents here today, of opponents that I respect, and they're talking about amendments to protect company policy, though, and I would sure be open to that. Okay, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Do we have any proponents in the room? Lauren, do we have any online testimony at all?
No online testimony for today, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any opponents in the room? Or informational witness? Excellent. Okay, questions from the committee? Senator Sales.
Thank you, Ms. Chair. Yes, for the sponsor, since you're it.
Who else?
Right? Who else but you? Thank you, Ms. Chair. Senator, you had talked then a little bit about the company policy, and if you could maybe share on that and what you've heard. And then also, as I look, this is also for job applicants. And to what degree do you think the employer, the retaliation part? So if you could help me understand that, because, well, okay. I'll just leave it at that and see what you
bring. Okay. Mr. Chairman, Senator, I think I heard two questions.
Correct.
In there. Yeah, first one, let's take an employee of a pizza company and they go out and say that's the worst pizza ever and degrades the pizza. I don't know why they'd want to do it, but it'd be legal for them to do it, but not just inappropriate. That would be against company policy. And your second question about applicants, I think it'd be extremely hard for an applicant to say, I didn't get hired because of that social post. If you've got a bunch of applicants, you just pick who you think's the best one. And if there's some social posts out there you didn't like, I suppose that, but it shouldn't, I mean, for even an applicant to exercise their First Amendment rights shouldn't disqualify them for a job. That help you?
It
kind of.
Kind of. Thank you.
If you stay there, Senator Regeer. So in my line of work, we have sensitive and secure information, so nobody's ever allowed to have a phone, take pictures, post, anything like that. So were they looking along those lines as a security issue with?
Mr. Chairman, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Other questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman, committee, yeah, I mean, this day and age, there's a lot that is posted, and our First Amendment rights really need to be protected. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes the hearing on Senate Bill 270. Okay, next up, we have Senate Bill 244. Senator Cuff, would you care to open?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in case an angry lobbyist comes in, I told her I was going to go first and I would stretch it a little bit so she could get back here. So that's why there probably was no opponent here. But at any rate, I am happy to be here. I'm happy to open on Senate Bill 244. I want to say good morning to this fine-looking committee and staff. I am Senator Mike Cuff, representing the Northwest Corner, Senate District 1. And I'm pleased to present Senate Bill 244, brought on the behalf of the members of the Montana Funeral Home Association, MFDA. This bill is in keeping also with the Red Tape Initiative. And purpose, it's designed to remove a barrier of entry into the death care field. Like other professions, Montana's funeral providers are experiencing difficulty in recruiting and retaining employees. One of the areas where Montana funeral providers identified as a barrier to hiring qualified employees rests with the statutory internship requirement that is required to obtain a new hire out of school and the mortician's license. As the law is written, before a person can be licensed in Montana, they have to complete a one-year internship under the supervision of a licensed Montana mortician. As written, the internship can only be performed after they pass the required examination. The end of their schooling. This results in a situation here in Montana that's not found in other states. A recent mortuary science graduate in Montana has to wait a year before becoming fully licensed. Other states either do not have the one-year internship requirement or they allow the internships to be served at the same time or during school and prior to taking the license, or excuse me, taking the exam. The result is a situation where Montana's funeral homes are losing prospective applicants to other states that have more flexible license requirements. This is especially problematic given that we are at a time where the number of persons graduating with a degree in mortuary science is dropping. This means fewer people to hire. In order to address this worker shortage problem, SB 244 provides some flexibility in the law to allow a person to serve the one-year internship either prior to or after passing the exam. This is a change from current law where the internship can only be served after passing the exam. There are several members of the Montana Funeral Directors Association in attendance this morning. They will speak to the need for the bill and who can answer questions related to how the mortician licensing process works in Montana. I do understand that there will be some amendments needed to be added to this bill to make it as effective as possible, including giving the board rulemaking authority. We also need to clarify that the internship can be served while they are enrolled in mortuary school. Before I sit down, let me reiterate, this is a good common sense bill. It maintains the quality of education and training standards required to obtain the mortician's license, but it provides much needed flexibility in how those requirements are satisfied. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my opening. Thank you for your attention. But we have some other folks here that are, I believe, in line of proponents. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Can we get our first proponent, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Tyson Moore. I'm from Stevensville, and I am here to hopefully help you consider supporting Senate Bill 244. As a hiring manager of 5 funeral homes in western Montana, we have found it quite problematic to keep Montanans in Montana with the current licensing requirements. As our folks, we do not have a mortuary school in the state of Montana. And so our folks have to go out of state, and when they leave the state, they typically don't come back because of the flexibility other states have to licensure. If we could make this simple change to the statute so that our folks can intern while they're in school simultaneously, then we can enroll folks in online programs and try to keep them here in the state of Montana. We are seeing more and more need as the state grows and fewer folks going to mortuary school. And so it's, I think we probably have close to a 30% vacancy rate in licensed morticians here in the state currently. I would just ask for your consideration in supporting Senate Bill 244 as a simple step to help us retain good help here in Montana and provide an easy pathway, an easier pathway for students to accomplish the licensure requirements here in Montana. Thank you.
Thank you. Next proponent.
Chair and members of the committee, it's an honor to stand here before you to testify for SB 244. My name is TJ Stevenson. I'm president of the Montana Funeral Directors Association, as well as a owner and manager of funeral homes in Montana and North Dakota. As mentioned, this bill would really help us find and get professionals into our field and keep them here in Montana, because there is a crisis out there of trying to find licensed funeral professionals. Every funeral home in Montana is looking for help, especially licensed funeral directors. From an actual practical standpoint, we had just recently hired a gal from Maryland, and she came out here. She was here for two months, and she was done. The reason for that is she completed all her schooling. She completed a national board. Well, when she came to do her internship, she started doing the hands-on stuff. And let's face it, you know, the funeral profession, there's a lot of things you don't learn at school that you learn hands-on. And she decided it wasn't for her. You know, so she spent all that money, all that time going to school, being allowed to do that internship ahead of time. She would have been able to decide that maybe this wasn't the profession for her. So a couple of different sides to it. Thank you.
Thank you. So she had made a grave mistake, correct?
What's that? What did you say?
A costly one at that.
Yes. All right, next proponent, please.
Good morning.
Mr. Chair, committee, thank you for your service for the state of Montana. My name is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Holt, H-O-L-T. I'm the past president of the Montana Funeral Directors Association. I'm a mortician here in Helena, Montana for a local funeral home. And I am, I hope to for you to, and I'm a proponent of Senate Bill 244 because we need to be able to have, we are facing a shortage of workers, as everybody in Montana is. And to become into the funeral home industry, it's a tough industry. It's and to be able to recruit the right people to work in this industry, to serve the communities, I think if we can somehow have the new people who want to, are interested in funeral service to be able to serve their internship while they're going to school, have that hands-on experience to see if they can be able to serve the communities, be able to handle the job, and to be able to go to school at the same time. So by the time they pass the national boards and become a licensed funeral, they go, their feet are on the ground. They're off running. They know what they're in for, and they know what the job is expected of them. We are facing a shortage, so we need to recruit people in Montana and keep people in Montana. And by doing this, by helping them to serve their internship while they're going to school, helps us as small business people to keep Montanas in Montana, to serve our communities, and make it easier for them so when they do pass the national boards that they can hit the ground running, fully licensed morticians. They experience the experience of working in a funeral home. They know what they're in for, and it helps them to be able to achieve a pay scale that is a funeral director's when you're licensed, and to be able to help the community and small business owners. So I urge you to vote in favor of Senate Bill 244 to help us as business owners in our profession to help keep people here in Montana that want to be in Montana. Like our past proponents have said, it's hard to recruit and keep Montanans to work in the funeral industry when other states do not have the internship, or they allow the students to be able to serve their internship while they're going to school. It makes sense, and I hope that you all understand that and vote in favor of Senate Bill 244. And I really want to appreciate the time and effort that all you do and give your time for Montana. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, committee.
Thank you. Next proponent.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Brad Longcake, L-O-N-G-C-A-K-E. I just live down the road in Montana City, and I'm here on behalf of the Montana Funeral Directors Association. You've heard some really good testimony. I'm not going to repeat that. Just to give you a little context and maybe some background, this all kind of stemmed from, coming out of the COVID a couple years ago that we had, and we had one of our members reach out to the Board of Funeral Service looking for a variance to try to hire one of these individuals that was in this process. Unfortunately, the board did the right thing, denied that variance because of the fact that the current law that we're in right now, the challenge that we face that you hear from the other proponents is just that. By the time you've gone through that whole process and then you have to do the entire years afterward, you're able to find out, one, if this job description is for you. Two, if you need to go to work, you have the ability to go to other states. It's really putting a burden on our local students as well as our local businesses. And so this is definitely right in line with what the governor's proposing. Reduce the burden on businesses and employees and really try to streamline this process. And I think by doing this, you're going to accomplish both those goals, helping more students stay in Montana and helping the businesses retain good quality employees. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, again, there were a couple other points that just I wanted to make sure, we do need to make sure that we give the funeral department the ability to change those rules, and that also that we need to make sure the verbiage is correct so that these internships can run congruent with that training. So with that, Mr. Chairman, thank you for the support on Senate Bill 244.
Thank you. Do we have any more proponents? Okay, so we have none online. Do we have any opponents? Do we have an informational witness?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Quinlan O'Connor. I'm Chief Legal Counsel for the Department of Labor and Industry, which houses the Board of Funeral Service. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any more informational? Okay, questions from committee? Mr. O'Connor, I have one real quick, sorry.
Mr. Chair.
What constitutes being of good moral character? How are we checking this? Do we do like a police background check or?
Mr. Chair, there are a number of considerations that go into it for boards. We do look at criminal backgrounds in certain instances. I candidly don't remember. Mr. Longcake may remember if we do a background check for mortician licenses. But it considers a variety of characteristics. Yeah. Apparently we do. I would defer in this case to the actual licensees. But
okay, how about a redirect? Mr. Cook, is that right? Or Holt, sorry.
All right, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Holt. So you do a, they do a police
verify? They have to do a background check for all licensees. That is correct.
Okay, and then what is the rest of the process? Is there references?
References, of course, and references, your past job history, of course, background check, and friends, and your professional references. That's kind of vets what you are to be able to become into this business. It is a sensitive business, and what we see in the funeral industry, it takes a certain person to be able to do that, and the people that show interest in doing that, we need to help to stay here in Montana and help them to become good morticians and work for our communities. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Senator Curdy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. maybe I'll thank Mr. Stevenson. So, Mr. Chair, Mr. Stevenson, so the whole push today was to try to commingle then internship with the schooling at the same time. Okay? So since we don't have a mortuary school here in Montana, so if we go this route, how is this dual track of internship and school going to work at the same time? Just lay it out to me and tell me how it's going to work. Because, I mean, I think if I remember right, the nearest mortician schools in the Seattle area. Is that right?
The closest one, there's one in Minnesota, Minneapolis, and then there's also one in Portland and then okay. Seattle.
Okay. So just lay out to me how that's going to work if these people are going to be doing this at the same time.
Sure. So being that those are the closest, there are several online programs that are available out there. So as long as you're enrolled in an online mortuary school, then you could stay in Montana, take those courses online, and they could be working right in the mortuary learning as they're going through school. And that was one of the criteria, was you got to be enrolled in a mortuary, online mortuary college in order to do that.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Follow up.
So I Mr. Chair, Mr. Stevenson, so I assume that a licensed mortician is overseeing the students' work at all time.
Absolutely.
And Mr. Chair, I'll follow up.
Follow up, yeah.
And documenting all the work and make sure that it meets the standards of the national organization. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's the way it is now when you're serving your internship. So what we'd be changing is just being able to do it sooner. Because right now, under your internship, you have to be under a licensed director, and they're signing off on everything that you are doing, any work in the funeral home, meeting with families and all that. So none of that would change. It would just be being able to do it before you complete your school and pass the national board exam.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Senator Nolan?
Thank you. Yes, for Mr. Stevenson, if I could, Mr. Chair. What ages are we talking about as early as can we get? We're talking about college, but can an internship be a senior in high school, or do they have to be done with high school for part of the parameter?
Yeah, they would have to be enrolled in a mortuary school, so they'd have to be graduated from high school and applied and accepted into a mortuary college.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other questions from committee? I would just like to talk to the bill or make a statement. The Department of Labor and Industry actively is trying to start apprenticeship programs, and they have funding for cases just like this, because we have active businesses throughout the state who cannot recruit, they cannot get people into them. So, you know, as time progresses, maybe you look that direction to some form of an active apprenticeship. That might be your ticket to begin recruiting a little better.
Can I speak to that?
Yes, sir. Please do.
Thank you.
Again, Tyson Moore. I'm not speaking on behalf of the Montana State Board of Funeral Service, but I serve on that board. And when we talked about apprenticeship programs, we had decided not to do it as a part of the red tape initiative, that there was not going to be any new apprenticeship programs started. And so this was our workaround. The board itself did not want to take up legislation this year, did not get approval to. And so the Montana Funeral Directors Association decided to do this instead. Well, thank you.
Okay, just so you know, though, that option is available through the Department of Labor. So it might be worth actively talking to them and seeing what you can get together. Senator Kearney.
Mr. Chair, since you brought that up, I'll pick on Mr. Stevenson again. Mr. Chair, Mr. Stevenson, you know, workforce training is a big issue in the state and is with me. I mean, it's something that we're facing a major shortfall in all sorts of industries in the state with qualified employees. So has the funeral directors ever approached any one of the technical schools or community colleges here in Montana about sponsoring a mortician school? I mean, since the closest schools are in Minneapolis and Portland and Seattle, or working with maybe Eastern Washington or North Idaho, I mean, some type of interstate agreement or compact to find somebody nearby to sponsor a school so we can, as you find out in your industry, maybe lessen the employee crunch, so to speak, Mr. Chair.
Yes, thank you for the question. We have a little, I come from Miles City, and we have a community college there, Miles Community College, and several years ago, about 8 years ago, we approached the president there to see if that was something that they would add on. Then he since left, and then with the emergence of all the online programs that are on now, we just never followed through with it. I can't speak on the behalf of the other funeral professionals if they've tried in their communities and colleges to try to get a program going. But
okay, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thanks for seeing you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator. For mortuary schooling, you have to be accredited through the International Board and National Board of NFDA and the International Conference. And so to be able to do that, the International Conference has got to recognize the schooling and appoint and to allow a college to allow mortuary sciences. So technically, it really would, you know, if a school, local school like Helena Community College or something would want to try to do that, they would have to apply with the International Conference of Board to be able to do that. And right now, with the emergence of online schooling, I just don't see that happening, because now people can go to school online, work at a funeral home. This is before my time. When I became a mortician, there was not really a lot of online. I had to go to Portland, Oregon. I had to move my family to Portland to become a mortician, to go to school, come back to Montana, serve an year internship, and then become a fully licensed mortician. When I was out in Oregon, going to school and to Mount Hood Community College to be a mortician, in Oregon, they do have licenses where you can be an apprentice embalmer and an intern while you're going to school, as long as you've got your current in a mortuary school, you'd be able to serve that apprenticeship. And in Oregon, they allowed that, which benefited me greatly. But when I came back to Montana, you know, of course, and I had to serve my internship, but that time when I was going to school, being an apprentice, hands-on, it made me realize that this is what I want to do, this was my calling, and I was running to full full tilt. I came ground running. And so that just kind of maybe help you out there a little bit, Senator. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Holt. Senator Fox.
I think, Mr. Holt, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Holt, I think you answered my question, though. So you can do the whole study online.
That is correct. And what will happen is that when you're on your second year, you do have to go to, I think, New York, if I remember correct, you do have to go to New York for a few weeks to do the hands-on embalming. So, yes, you can go online to do your schooling, but you are required to go to an accredited college for a few weeks to do the hands-on embalming experiences where you are dealing with the deceased. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Senator Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'll ask the question and then see who wants to step up to the microphone. But when we change laws and change things, my question is usually, okay, what did our predecessors have in mind and why did they do what we did? We didn't allow this in the past. Either we didn't think of it, and I don't know if that was the thing, and we're in a different age, so I know that's part of it. But does anybody have any history of, okay, we want Montana, we always say Montana's unique and special, so we're going to be stricter, and we're going to do the right thing by our deceased loved ones? Does anybody have any comment of history, why we did something in the past?
I can theorize.
Well, I guess that's all we've got then.
Mr. Moore.
Mr. Moore, please.
Thank you, committee. So I think in the past you had to go to mortuary school on campus. And so it wasn't that problematic to come back to a state and intern. Many, many, many students now, I've got 3 enrolled currently online. And so they work for me in non-licensed capacities, but they cannot do licensed duties. And so if I could have them, you know, intern while they were doing mortuary school, you know, come May, I would have 3 folks I could license. But currently I have to wait another year. And so I think just historically there weren't any online programs. I personally did a hybrid program many years ago where I went to school in Colorado. I worked in Colorado at the time, which doesn't have licensing in the funeral profession. It's the only state in the country that does not. But we did have to go to campus to do embalming labs. That's required by the national committee that you have to participate in 5 embalmings at the school that you're attending. But most of the large mortuary schools now have online programs, but the majority of the ones in Montana go to either Arapahoe Community College in Colorado or a couple of others, one in Chicago.
Okay, thank you. Have any more questions from the committee? Okay, Senator, would you please close on your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Mr. Chairman, you run a pretty good committee. You've got very interesting members that vetted this bill very well. And I had some of the same questions that came up. And in fact, I had a conversation yesterday with the University of Montana President Seth Bodner, who today is researching whether it may fit into one of the programs at the university, which I think, regardless, I'm an old school, I think there's nothing like being able to sit down with your professor that would be easier for Montana kids, might also bring some Idaho, Washington kids this way, North Dakota, South Dakota, if would be much closer. So that hybrid program perhaps may be born sooner than I thought. So, Mr. Chairman, it's a pretty simple bill. It's putting us in a competitive, when I was in business, we did a lot of talking about competitive advantage. Now, we have a lot of things in Montana that give us competitive advantage. And for years, we have said, no, we can't pay as much as other states, but we give them lots of good scenery and outdoor activities. But the fact is, you can't eat those. And sometimes folks kids, our kids go away and we don't see them again. And you send a kid that goes away for a couple of years or some portion of a couple of years. I've wished with some of my kids and grandkids that I would have been able to keep them a little closer to home, to a good paying job, the professional kind of a thing that is well respected in a community. And I think this bill begins leading us that way, and perhaps some other things that will be coming along, this may encourage some other schooling activities. So with that, Mr. Chairman, the bill is in your hands. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. That concludes the hearing on Senate Bill 244, and also that concludes business and labor for the day. We only have a couple bills sitting in the folder that we could do anything with. We'll probably wait till the end of the week and start kicking stuff out again.